With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from when? You know, one what? To four. After four, it's John and Ken on demand, the podcast. So if you miss something, you could hear it on the podcast. It's the same as the radio show.
Really run from one to four? When did that happen?
Actually, it's been longer, but you kind of drifted off. So,
oh, okay. Thanks. One thing to note at the beginning of the show, sometimes we do this. We go back and sort of the last thing we did on the last show becomes the first thing. Off, it's a car chase. But in this case, I two things happen. Remember, Conway comes in the room at the end of the show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like he normally does. And sometimes when he says things, I'm never sure he's just, you know,
no,
it's a joke. He's playing around.
Oh, I never know if he's telling a real story or not, ever.
So he told a story, right? And I shrugged and, all right, we laughed about it for a second. We moved on. And then I came home. Well, I went home. But I went out to dinner. And I came back from dinner about 7 p.m.
I came home. And I got came up back out of my chair.
Yeah. I came back about 7 p.m. and I passed a line of people. I couldn't believe how long the line was. And I said, what is this? It's like on a main street, right? Where there's a lot of different stores. And 30, 40, 50, it looked like it was 100 people wrapped around the corner. And then I noticed where they were lined up. Do you remember what Conway said when he came on the show?
The tattoo shop on Friday the 13th. That's a thing now.
I did not know that, but I saw the proof. And I almost thought he was kidding. And then I looked it up after I got home. And I said, what? This is considered a lucky day to be tattooed. Who knew? I'm not in the tattoo community.
What kind of religious cult is this now?
And when did that start? Because, well, I don't look at every Friday the 13th tattoo parlor line, but it apparently... what? Well, it says tracking... well, let's see, because now this story is mostly about how most people consider Friday the 13th to be unlucky, but...
That is so dumb. But what, does anyone ever question this nonsense? What is this, the 5th century?
So these people are playing, you know, opposite world. They instead have embraced getting a tattoo on Friday the 13th as something to be considered luck or a future good fortune, I guess is how it works, no?
No.
No.
No. This is just all woo-woo nonsense.
It says here it's become something of a Black Friday for tattoo shops. Many shops run special promotions, charging steeply discounted prices to get work done, often for a flat rate or even under shop minimum. Oh, so there's a discount that comes with it, too. So.
Yeah, it's a marketing thing.
You have any tattoos?
No.
I don't understand willfully disfiguring yourself. I've never understood tattoos. Nothing about it. Especially on women. I see really beautiful looking women who've completely disfigured themselves with just all kinds of, it's like graffiti. It's like spray paint. I don't know.
The modern model for Friday the 13th is a tattoo holiday. That's what they call it. It's often credited back to the owner of a tattoo store in Dallas.
Imagine standing in line in the hot sun to get some incomprehensible symbol tattooed on your body and paying for it.
Yeah, well, now on Friday the 13th, there's a discount.
On Friday the 13th. Boy, there's so many layers of stupid in this story. I can't even see straight. Oh, really? There are unlucky days and there are unlucky numbers. Wow.
This story in USA Today actually tells you how to prepare for it. Prepare to pick a design, choose an appropriate placement, right? Because you have to figure out where in your body you want it, and expect the place to be crowded, right?
Yeah.
Wear proper attire. Make sure you wear clothing that allows easy access to the area you want tattooed.
So you, if you want to...
You come hydrated, come with a full stomach, and with clean, showered skin.
Ew. No, come dirty and unwashed and greasy.
Maybe they're getting John and Ken tattoos out there. Yeah, you don't know.
I haven't seen that yet.
Really?
I don't know. Whole culture completely escapes me.
From the Israel versus Hamas world, one of the stories that popped up today, and you can, I guess, take it with a grain of salt, that Iran's foreign ministry says Hamas is ready to release the nearly 200 hostages if Israel stops the airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Oh, that's all it takes?
Yeah. You know,
I don't think they understand. It's about eliminating Hamas. It's, we'd love to get the hostages home alive. But
yeah, everybody's got to start taking all the parties literally. Like the way Hamas always had it in their charter to eliminate all Jews and destroy Israel.
Right.
You better take Israel seriously. They are going to kill every member of Hamas they can find, and they're going to destroy every piece of equipment and every building that Hamas is housed in. And that is going to happen. And you're not going to talk them out of it. And Eric and I were just talking before the show, and Iran minister said that, you know, it looks like it's unavoidable that Iran will get involved in this. Take that seriously. They're going to be in. And the United States issued a 24-hour notice to all their troops in the area, be ready to deploy. They better take that seriously. This is all going to happen. It's not going backwards.
What are they? They're waiting to see if they can get some people evacuated before they march in there? Is that what Israel's waiting for?
The
longer you wait on the hostages, the more difficult that becomes. But
yeah, I don't know how they're going to find the hostages. And I haven't heard anybody make a credible explanation, because I've been listening to watching a lot of cable TV and experts, and there's nobody could, other than it's likely they're underground in the tunnels. Nobody has an idea of actually how you would get them out alive. And, because think about it. What would you do? Hopefully maybe you have some informants who live in the neighborhood and they saw something, but that underground tunnel system is supposed to be so complex and widespread. I can't imagine anybody has a map of it. So
no.
It's probably, I just would think it's not going to turn out well in the end for the hostages.
Yeah. Israel's claiming that they killed the Hamas commander, who was the mastermind behind the massacres that occurred just over a week ago. That's what they're saying with some of these bombings. They said they struck more than 100 military targets just in one night, including command centers, rocket launchers.
100. Isn't it amazing how armed they were? And how widespread they were. 100 centers. This is where all the money goes. They never took care of their own people. All the people are struggling in terrible poverty, and they're blaming Israel for it. It's like, no, this Hamas crowd made the leaders got rich, and they spent it all on military weaponry. military buildings, training.
Yeah, I saw a story over the weekend that, because to most of us, this looked suicidal on the part of Hamas. Whatever damage they were able to carry out is going to come back to haunt them a million times over. But that they're sort of being challenged by other younger terrorist organizations, and they wanted to make a show of it to say, we're still tough, we're still out there,
good,
and we can still inflict damage on Israel.
Good. And now you'll be obliterated. You won't exist anymore.
Well, it seemed to be the case.
Yeah.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, now we have acts of violence being committed around the world because of what's going on with Israel against Hamas. Over the weekend, reports that a guy in Illinois, it's a town called Plainfield, about 40 miles outside of Chicago, decided to go and attack, I guess, one of his tenants and their child. He fatally stabbed a 6-year-old Muslim boy and seriously wounded the mother. The mother called 911 to report she had locked herself in the bathroom because the landlord attacked her with a knife. She was still trying to fight him off. When they got there, they found this 71-year-old Joseph Zuba sitting upright outside on the ground near the driveway of the home with a cut on his forehead. He was charged with first-degree murder, and they say that they've confirmed that he did this because they were Muslim, and he's angry about what happened in Israel. Very strange indeed. I don't know whether or not this guy's politically connected or what his...
Did you see him?
No, I didn't see a picture.
He's got... Oh, yeah, this is worth looking up. He's got... Well, he looks withered and frail, and he's got long, stringy, wild hair. I first saw this, and I thought, oh, it must have been, you know, a crazed vagrant that had wandered up and stabbed him to death. I can't believe this guy was a landlord.
Yeah.
He's got, apparently, it looks like he's got a busted lip, and he's got scratches on his nose and on his forehead, but he looks like he's 100 years old. You know,
71, it says.
Greasy, stringy, that's a rough 71. That's 71 times two there. It just looks like a vagrant living under
According to the Washington Post, the landlord built the boy a treehouse, let him use a swimming pool, bought him toys. Over the past few days, something changed, and he grew hostile to any of his Arab tenants.
He looks like a pervert, actually. He looks like one of those guys that molest children. I mean, he just...
They stabbed the child 26 times.
I wouldn't want to live in a house owned by this guy.
Gosh, she was stabbed a dozen times but managed to survive. Wow.
Yeah, it's... But this is you're going to see more of these things. There's so many crazy people out there, and they get triggered by outside events.
Allegedly that led to this, which happened today. Two people have been shot dead in Brussels, Belgium, by a man who was seeking revenge for the stabbing death of the little boy we just talked about. There we go. Apparently he fired on a group of Swedish football fans, killing two people. The men were wearing their national team jerseys or on their way to a match. A third person is said to have been seriously injured. The alleged attacker used the name Salem Sluma to boast about the two murders on Facebook. Oh, there we go. Adding he sought to avenge the killing of the 6-year-old U.S. Muslim boy.
That's what will feed this. Is so many people spend hours and hours on social media, on the internet, ingesting everybody's angry, wild opinions, and all the terrible news and all the fake news that's out there. And it really, they're unhinged to begin with, right? They're right on the edge. And then they see something, they get enraged, they get triggered, whatever trendy word you'd like to use. And then they go out and they just start stabbing people. There's so much mental illness that people are not aware of until something like, this news event happens.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but...
He apparently rode off on a moped, but I guess they caught him later. and they think he was carrying some sort of Kalashnikov-style weapon.
What the hell?
This is in Brussels, Belgium, by the way.
He doesn't look like he'd even own.
Oh, you're talking about the attacker?
Yes. I mean, I'm just shocked that he actually owned a home and was able to rent it out and whatever else.
Oh, you're back to the landlord.
The landlord, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just found a picture and a story on him. It's like,
yeah, I know. Joseph Zuba. Really wild times going on.
There's plenty more coming.
Whether or not it's a political move or just the right humanitarian move, Ron DeSantis is flying Americans from Israel back to Florida. I guess he's actually spending his own campaign money or something. The first flight carrying American citizens from Israel arrived in Florida yesterday as part of a DeSantis executive order. Well, maybe that's Florida tax money. I don't know.
DeSantis is big on showing that he can get things done.
Done quickly.
He did that after the two big hurricanes they've had in the last 2 years. He pulls it off. You know, he suspended his campaign when the big hurricane was coming in a little while back, and he goes on television all day, and he holds meetings all day, and he issues executive orders and gets the National Guard or gets the rescue people, the people to rebuild the infrastructure, and boom, 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 it's done. And you know, I don't know what his campaign issues are, but if there's a market for somebody who's effective, efficient, and actually like keeps the world running, and I think he wanted to show, because I had heard that the Biden administration was struggling to get Americans out of there, that there's a lot of stranded Americans in Israel, as you can imagine, and they were not getting the planes in to rescue them.
The Florida Division of Emergency Management is going to send additional flights to send supplies to Israel and bring more Floridians home. So you have to be a Floridian to get on these planes, or to prove that?
I don't know.
Like, since it's Florida money, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that justifies the use of the money, as he was saving Florida citizens.
Well, the only problem with DeSantis is Trump. Doesn't have a magic personality. He doesn't have anything particularly... But none of the rest of them running really do either. But Trump is just overshadowing any political campaign. I mean, I saw a story today that they are going to have a third debate. I'm like, really? Is there a point to have a third debate? Because it's not resulting in any change.
No, nothing. He's going to win unless he dies, or for some reason people revolt when he gets let off to prison, and it hits them that, hey, maybe we shouldn't have a president governing from prison.
Or the opposite. Now that he's in prison, I'm really mad.
Right, yeah.
And I'm really going to take this country back for my leader.
So. But I think DeSantis would be incredibly competent in actually running the government. But I saw a story the other day. Trump just appeared in Anaheim. They had some big Republican conference, and he did an hour and a half his stand-up act, which is what helped get him elected the first time. And there was a reporter who acted as a reviewer, and you could tell the writer's not a Trump fan, but he had to admit Trump knows how to entertain. He was funny. And the crowd really got into it. And DeSantis is not capable of competing with that. He just doesn't, he doesn't have the humor.
I was reading a column in the New York Times today, probably not the best place to go for this kind of news, but the columnist said if you catch a snippet of Trump, it does sound like the old Trump, but if you actually listen to a long Trump speech, it always comes back to the same thing. They stole the election from me.
Yeah, no, you can't let go of that. I don't know. Right. That's
he drops it in even when he tells a story about something. I mean, remember 2016 when he ran so well? It was just on, you know, the opioid crisis and blue collar people that were, you know, in pain of the economy, and it was doing well in China and the trade deals. That and the wall, of course, that really stuck with people.
Oh yeah,
I don't know that that's happening this time. And plus the insults. You're right. He did a good job making fun of his opponents.
I remember when we did our show down from. The Orange County Fairgrounds. Is that where he appeared at the amphitheater?
I think it was. Yeah. Something
around there. And we watched the show from the inside, and put his politics aside. He was funny. He was wildly entertaining on stage. He was stalking like a Las Vegas comedian, the stage.
And that was the secret, to combine the right issues with the right punchlines and personality.
Yeah.
It's not happening this time, but because he's got that solid base of support, there's nobody that can eclipse him on that.
Although, did you see Biden last night in 60 Minutes?
No, but I read that Scott Pelley felt that Biden looked tired to me. Pelley apparently spoke off camera, too.
He said that. No, he actually said it on camera twice.
Oh,
that
he
he's
did.
Tired and it's been a rough week and the president is showing it. Then he tried to excuse Biden by saying, and when he gets tired, you know, his childhood stutter returns. Like, oh, you're still not using that one.
Yeah, they've done that one a couple of times.
That's always the cover for senility. You look at him, first of all, Biden looks so bizarre. He is so Botoxed up. Nothing on his face moves.
His eyes are so dark. I can't get over his dark eyes.
And tiny
it
little,
drives me crazy.
Tiny little slits. Face doesn't move.
Right. It's all squint. You're right.
He looks like he's wearing a Biden mask. And he was very soft spoken, very tired. And it's like, wow, he's almost completely out of juice.
Well, they said, well, he's got two wars going on. Ukraine, Israel. Yeah. It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. No, the clock's ticking fast.
I love the way Scott Pelley talks. Well, this is a lot for a president to deal with.
I love my voice.
I'm so grave. And so important sounding. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than a 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast.
Oh, well, another chapter coming up after 2 o'clock on people fighting back against crime, and this would be a home invasion attempt. We'll get the whole story from Blake Trolley, KFI News, after 2 o'clock. But I know that personally, and the John and Ken show is on his email list. We got the news over the weekend. It's very exciting. George Gascon is officially running for re-election as LA County District Attorney.
And you could hear the cheers in the streets, can't you?
There had been some speculation that with all the opponents and the fact that he's awful and all of the deputy DAs pretty much hate him. He did survive, though, the recall attempt, sort of. But anyway, never went to the voters.
If you cheat, yeah. You will.
Yeah, never went to the voters.
The LA County Registrar cheated.
Yeah. So this is perfect. He goes to a labor union office, a SEIU Local 2015, to announce that he's running for re-election on Saturday. And one of the first things he sounds off about is wage theft. It's terrible. Wage theft.
Wage theft.
Yeah, one of the biggest crimes in our history, he said. Now, again, he's in front of a union crowd, so it's kind of playing to the audience, right? You tailor your subject matter and your jokes.
Right, sure. Wage
theft. He said a theft of labor. Billions of dollars each and every year, which impacts how all of us, by the way, because right. You steal from the workers, you're stealing from the tax base right. Of our community.
How many weeks would you work, and if you didn't get paid by the company, how many weeks would you work before you'd go get another job? How much can they steal from you exactly?
These are poor immigrants who probably work off the books and, you know, car wash people.
Well, you'd go to another car wash, wouldn't you?
I guess.
I'd give you a week. You don't get paid for a week. Yeah, you go somewhere else.
Well, he doesn't take all your money. He kind of just trims it.
Wait, is he insane?
This is a big topic in Sacramento, too. There's some Democrat politicians that think wage theft is out of... And the El Segundo Times runs all these stories on it, too.
He knows cops are being shot to death in the street by guys that he let out early. He knows that? Maybe nobody told him. What a
then,
sick.
The gathering, by the way, included not only labor officials, there was one congressman who attended, and also Eunices Hernandez. It was Tony Cardenas was the congressman, and Eunices Hernandez from the LA City Council.
It's the whole Marxist crowd.
Oh, and some assemblywoman named Tina McKinnor.
It's Democratic Socialists of America. They're Marxists, they're anarchists, and they want to collectively ruin our system of government, our capitalistic economy, all of it, our sense of safety, our quality of life. That's what they're here for. To me, they're like all the participants in the war. Just believe what they say. Go to their website, read what they say on the website. They mean it. They are here to disrupt our way of life. That's what Eunices Hernandez and George Gascon are about. And they're succeeding.
Then, as you might have expected, he tried to once again explain that crime is down. He doesn't know what the wacky side that's saying that crime is up and spreading all these stories about it.
Well, people are too tired to fight with him. He can lie all day and night. No, nobody's buying it anymore.
It's not the reality. No.
He's not going to get elected.
I don't know.
I'm
tired of trying to predict who votes and
there's no Gascon fans out there. There aren't any outside of these weird little.
Well, the labor union people showed up cheering him yesterday or Saturday.
There's not that many people in the labor union in Los Angeles. Everybody else is scared to death to go outside to the grocery store.
No. So he also, it looks like based on this story, he called him Ron DeSantis. He dragged Ron DeSantis into this because I guess DeSantis has made California crime jokes. So then he tried to explain that, of course, I'm pro-police. I was a police officer for 30 years. Man, right?
Well, he turned on his brotherhood.
Yeah.
He's now anti-police, and he doesn't care if they get murdered. And it's clear, you judge people by their actions. Yeah. It's easy to lie in public. By the way, he's a complete psychopath. So he has no conscience. He has no problem lying. He has no problem pushing the policies he does, no matter how disastrous they've been, because he's a psychopath. No remorse, no conscience, no nothing.
Eunices Hernandez got up there. And again, this is the LA City Council member who didn't know that electric vehicles don't have catalytic converters. We like to point that out every time. It's like Kevin DeLeon couldn't recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I know.
And she used one of the words you really have to be on the lookout for. The word is abolitionist. Generally, that means that's the end of prisons. That's what they mean by that.
Yes. Some of them.
She's speaking at a Gascon event. That's what she's talking about.
Gascon.
They used to call it criminal justice reform.
No.
But that seemed too weak. Now it's abolition.
You know what? At least they're laying it out. No euphemisms. I do like people who don't use euphemisms and say exactly what they want to do. They want to get rid of prisons, get rid of county jails, get rid of juvenile detention centers, get rid of the police. All of it. That's what they want. And if they get their way, you will have anarchy and the American way of life will be destroyed. And that's what they want.
Yeah, later on in the show, we're going to bring you an update on the story that was big here on the John and Ken show before what happened, obviously, in Israel against Hamas. And that was zero bail. Remember that? We do have an update for you, which we'll bring to you later.
I hope you stole your free car by now.
Yes, right. The bottom line is, though, it's still pending to be heard in a court in Orange County, the lawsuit by all those towns and cities in Los Angeles County to try to stop the zero bail movement. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after 2 o'clock, we'll check in with KFI News reporter Blake Trolley about a home invasion robbery that didn't go well for the robber.
No.
We're seeing people are fighting back in stores and in their own homes, and we'll get the details after 2 o'clock. You'll also have a chance to win some money. That's right. At about 2:20, another keyword will be revealed. You just follow the directions, and you could win the cash. We just mentioned that L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon has decided he is going to run for re-election. There is a March primary. There's a whole batch of candidates who would just like to knock him out. The top two will then meet in November is how it works in California. Now, a place that's probably in some ways worse than L.A. County is Alameda County in the Bay Area, the prime city there being Oakland. They have a district attorney who they are collecting signatures to recall. That's a big deal in the Bay Area, although, you know, they recalled the San Francisco DA. Remember Chase Bowden?
Yeah, because it's...
We can't do that here?
Well, because they cheated.
I guess they
did. I'm absolutely certain they cheated. Of course
why didn't they cheat in San Francisco to protect the progressive...
I don't know. Dean Logan runs the L.A. County Registrar's Office. He's got a whole history.
Anyway, it's the recall of District Attorney Pamela Price. Oakland, of course, has been in one horrible crime wave. She hasn't been DA that long, actually. Her term right now ends in January 2027, so she just got elected. The group organizing the recall is Save Alameda for Everyone, and they just started sending out their paid signature gatherers last week to try to get the issue before voters. And just looking at the pictures, you know, I have to say, because people often think, oh, these are just Republicans trying to get rid of
the
Democrats.
There's no Republicans in Oakland.
They're black people with these signatures. Oh, and there's one woman whose son was murdered. And
that's propaganda. I mean, it can be effective propaganda. It has been up till now, but they tried that when they kicked out the San Francisco DA. What was it? Chesa Boudin. They tried that Republican thing, and then they also got rid of three members of the Board of Supervisors, right? Or the Board of Education?
It was the Board of Education.
Yeah. And so the registered Republicans in San Francisco, and this is a fact, 7% of the vote. So, no, it's propaganda. Gascon uses it. It's Trump people. It's like, yeah, go find me a Trump person in Oakland. Okay, you'd be more likely to find freshly laid dinosaur eggs.
Remember Libby Schaff? She's no longer the mayor. It's somebody named Sheng Thao, who fired the police chief in February, and they still don't have a replacement.
Yes,
the former police chief is reapplying for his old job.
Let's abolish the police.
Exactly. Start with the chief, and maybe the rest of the officers will just quit. Well, we had mentioned that some Oakland businesses closed for 2 hours last month to protest the lack of public safety.
The people in the businesses deserve this. You vote. You cannot do stupid things forever. it catches up with you, right? You can't live your life stupidly. You can't spend your whole life drinking too much, smoking too much, getting into fights with your bosses, refusing to pay your rent. Eventually, it comes crashing down, and you end up one of these homeless stories in the LA Times, right? Because you're unhealthy, you have no money, you got no family that talks to you anymore, you don't have a job, and it's because of your bad, stupid behavior over a long period of time. You can get away with anything for a while, but you do stupid stuff long enough, consistently enough, and that's what Oakland's done. They've had a long string of really idiotic mayors and city council people, district attorneys, the whole lot. It's like, hey, good. You have an uninhabitable city. Good luck.
Yeah, it has gotten to the point where the people are finally saying enough is enough. It works for only so long to say that, crime is not as bad as you think, and we're doing everything we can, but no.
They're just lies.
When they uncover what you're really about, which is what happened here in L.A. County, and hopefully we'll see the results of that next March, your criminal justice reform basically means you're ending our justice system. You're ending. They might as well disband the courts, too, if they want to just not, close all the prisons.
It's amazing how effective lies are. If you have some position of power or you're someone that others have emotionally invested in you, the person, or your philosophy, you can just make up any old thing. And they'll go, oh, yeah.
That's right.
Because people are not smart. They're not critical thinkers. You just go by what you see. If you see a city that is so riven with crime, And mental patients and homeless people and all that, just use your eyes. What do you see? Obviously, it's badly governed. Obviously, the people in charge have bad, destructive philosophies. You don't have to sit there and look at statistics and listen to their arguments. It's like, no, I see it with my own eyes. I want this to stop.
All right. When we return, people are fighting back. We've talked about stories at jewelry stores and convenience stores where clerks and employees are telling the robber, you're not taking our stuff, and beating them. We go to Hollywood Hills. A story will come up from Blake Trolley about a woman who supposedly shot a man who was trying to break into her home.
Good.
John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
In for Deborah Mark, Sandy Wells, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, The difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.